something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. If we are priests, then we have responsibilities every day. And we are told that our sacrifices are spiritual. They are spiritual. There's a reason they're spiritual. Now, the priests of the Old Testament offered animals and other gifts. People brought all kinds of things. And they offered these things to God as sacrifices every day. Can you imagine the number of animals that had to die continually? Praise God. But you see, that had to be done regularly. But this was in the order, the Aaronic order. And it was powered by the law. And we come in from the order of Melchizedek. You say, who's Melchizedek? Okay. Yeah, some are asking, who's Melchizedek? Because I mentioned Melchizedek 3 times now. And if you're a young Christian, you haven't heard of Melchizedek, you say, who's that? Well, Melchizedek was a man who one time in the book of Genesis suddenly showed up. He just showed up. And the great patriarch Abraham, when he saw Melchizedek while he was coming from the slaughter of the king, he had gone to war. Abraham had gone to war and he won the battle. He had slain 5 kings. And now on his way back, this man, Melchizedek, suddenly appeared to Abraham with bread and wine. And Abraham recognized something about this Melchizedek. And the Bible says he was the priest of the Most High God. And the great Abraham bowed before him and gave him a tithe of all the spoils that he had taken from war. He paid the tithes to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God who delivered you from your enemies. You know, he blessed Abraham and disappeared. And nothing anymore was said about Melchizedek. Nothing about his father or mother or children. Nothing, except that he was the king of Salem, king of righteousness. He was interpreted king of righteousness and king of peace. So who was he? We talk about Theophanes and Christophanes. All right. Those are references to appearances, divine appearances of God, or when they say Christophany, they're talking about the appearance of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, and these things that revealed God, this divine personality before the incarnation. Praise the Lord. Okay, so Paul was the only one who really talked again about this great Melchizedek, apart from the psalmist who who uttered God's word, God's prophetic word about Jesus Christ being made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Okay? But then Melchizedek was therefore said to have an endless life, an endless priesthood. So Bible scholars would say that this was the appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ. All right? They would say so. But there's more to that. Hallelujah. And I don't want to go too deep into that, but you understand what I'm talking about. Who was Melchizedek? I'm trying to let you know who he was. But this great Melchizedek, who was a type of Christ, and that's the simplest way to put it for you, was a type of Christ, the priest of the Most High God, was the one that was said to have the same priesthood after, because he was established by the power of an endless life. Praise the Lord. So we are called in the order of Christ. Now let me show you something else which will help you get this a little more clearly. Would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Go straight to verse 47. Want to go? Remarkable portion of the Bible. Read that 47th verse one more time.
The first man is of the earth, the second man is Lord of heaven.
Now listen, he's making a distinction between the first man, Adam, and the second man, whom he calls the last Adam. He calls him the second man, or he calls him the last Adam. Now that's to let us know there's not going to be another Adam, okay? So he says the first Adam and then the second and last Adam. Praise God for that. All right. Now he talks about the first Adam and he says it's of the earth's earthy. He was made from the dust. He was a man who was put here to be terrestrial. And then it says the second man is the Lord from heaven, Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we talk about the new creation. There's a first creation headed by Adam, and then there's the second creation, the new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Now this new creation is headed by Jesus Christ. He was the first to be born again. He was born again the day that he was raised from the dead. That's what the Bible says. It says, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. See that? You know, when I was a spiritual child, people, when I would go to preach to people, and they would say, you want us to be born again. Even Jesus himself was not born again. Then I would say, well, he didn't need to be born again. That's why he was not born again. I was wrong. I didn't know it because I didn't know the scriptures. But I thought it was a nice answer. I thought Jesus was so righteous, never needed to be born again. But I was wrong. No matter how nice it sounded, the truth was Jesus needed to be born again. You say, why? He never committed any sin. Yes, he never did. The reason he needed to be born again was because he was put on the cross in our place. Our sins were laid on him. The Bible says, him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. Our sins were laid on Jesus. So when he died a sinner's death. He died the death of a condemned man. He was condemned in my place. And so he went to hell. When he died, he went to hell. He didn't go to heaven. He went to hell. Somebody says, oh, but he said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. No. He went first to hell. And that rendering of this day shall thou be with me in paradise, you know, the King James rendering is particularly misleading, because he said, "I say to you, today shall thou be with me in paradise." The punctuations were wrongly placed. What he said was, "I say to you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." You get it? All right. So, what we're saying here is, Jesus Christ really needed to be born again, because he became sin for us and he was buried in our place. So he went to hell in our place. And he had to fight the devil and the cohorts of hell in our place. And the Bible records that he threw them off of him in our place and became victorious over Satan in our place. And when he was done with them, the Bible says he led captivity captive. So he came out of hell and out of the grave. And the Bible says when he arose, he came up with a newness of life. And that life is what he makes available to us today. Praise God forevermore. So that's why he had to be born again.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so the first man, Adam, was of the earth, earthy. He was of the earth, earthy. Then it says the second man is the Lord from heaven, Jesus Christ. He's the second man. Now, you know, people make statements like, "I don't know that man from Adam." Question, which Adam are you talking about? Which one are you from? If you're born again, you are not from the first Adam. You are from the second and last Adam. That's what the Bible says. God doesn't trace your lineage to the first Adam. He traces it to the second Adam, Jesus Christ. We talked about this. You remember? You sure? When he said, "Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God." Talking about Zion. He says, when God numbers the people, you know, for those of the world, he would say, "This man was born in Egypt. This man was born," call the country, Togo, Nigeria, United States, all right, wherever, Canada. This man was born. It says, but when God When God rounded up the people, when he records his people, he shall say, this man was born there. Where? In Zion. In other words, men, oh, glory to God, he doesn't trace you. He doesn't trace your lineage to Nigeria. He doesn't trace it to England. He doesn't trace it to anywhere in Europe or Asia. He traces you to Zion. Marvelous, marvelous. Say this, I'm born after the second Adam. I hail from Christ Jesus. He is my origin. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, did you notice in the 48th verse, read that 48th verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, God. This is the most terrifying scripture. Did you hear what he said? As is. Now I want you to notice the tenses. You know, when you study the Bible, you got to notice the tenses. Notice when he uses past tense, present tense, and future tense. Very, very important. Now, he says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. Oh, God. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. You got two groups in the earth. The earthy guys and the heavenly guys. Hey, where are you from? Heavenly. Then there are just some things you can't do. You can't live like the earthly. Or what we call the earthlings. You can't live like them. Can you? No. When you do your business, you don't do your business like the earthlings. Are you hearing me? You do your business differently. Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm heavenly. See, the Bible says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Say, oh, if you're a Nigerian, we're not going to do business with you. Say, I'm a Nigerian with a difference. Am I right? Say, oh, you lawyers, huh? I'm a lawyer with a difference. I'm a politician with a difference. Because I'm heavenly. I play by heavenly rules. Amen. Now, this is real. I play by heavenly rules. I got a different kind of life. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they. He didn't say such shall they be. He said such are they also that are heavenly. Now, the third verse, which is the 49th verse, the King James translation is a little misleading and non-contextual from where we're reading, but I'll tell you what it says, and then maybe you can look up the originals or maybe a few other translations. You get the point. Okay, the 49th verse. Read it for me. Yeah. It says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, that's what I said was misleading because he takes it off the context, off the present context, and gives us the idea that he is referring to something in future. Nobody's not. The original doesn't say so. Doesn't even suggest that. If you would read in the... Even in the Amplified gives it to you. Read the Amplified version. Or you read the Weymouth translation. Anybody's got the Amplified here? All right.
We have borne the image of the man of dust. So shall we. And so let us also bear the image of the man of heaven.
Let us bear it. In other words, see, he's telling us to do it. And the word image there is the Greek icon, from where we get our English word icon. In other words, we bear his representation. We are like him. We are his icon. Oh, my. Glory to God. Say, I'm his icon. I'm his icon. You get to me, you get to him. Hey, that's a reality. You get to me, you get to him. I'm his icon. You get to me, you get to him. And that settles it. Glory to God. All right, you know, a lot of us, because we're still growing, we're concerned about many things. We say we want prayer for this and prayer for that. We're asking God for this and asking God for that, you know. So because of that, our real responsibilities as children of God, our ministry as children of God gets clouded by these seeming needs of ours and these funny expectations of our you know, I need a miracle. I just got to have a miracle in this and in that and in the other. There is a miracle life you can have. Are you listening to me? There is an unending miraculous life where you don't ask for anything. I want you to journey in that direction. Where you're no longer concerned with these earthly things and asking for this and asking for that. Where whatever you require at any time, we call it the call of a soul. You know what I mean by the call of a soul? There's something within your system that pulls towards you men, materials, under circumstances that are consistent with God's calling on your life. And with the call of your soul. All you have to do is set that up in your spirit through the word of God. And you will never walk in lack in your life. There will be no consciousness of lack, of failure. No such consciousness. I can't think lack. It's not within my system. I'm unable to think that way. Why? Because there's the mentality of the righteous according to the Bible. And you know, you train yourself through the word of God and build into maturity. And your life just functions like that. You don't need to ask for this because your life is in that level where anything you require comes to you in abundance. See, I always have. Never in need. Never in lack. Now, you think if God wanted us to be asking for everything we ever require, what kind of praying will we be doing? Every day you're going to be asking for stupid things. Oh God, I need money for my exam. Oh God, I need money for my house rent. Oh God, I need, oh God. But the Bible says the Lord perfects that which concerneth you. Why don't you walk in that revelation? He says all things are yours. If all things are yours, what are you asking for? See what I mean? It's the understanding. See, the difference between some of us and some other folks is the knowledge, revelation knowledge. And that's why they think that what we're doing is magical, or there's some cheating, or there's some, we're hoodwinking certain people, and so they don't know what we're doing. Absolute nonsense. You rise in your spirit and gain the dominion and walk as sons of God. Can you say amen?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy No. 16 Kosmas Shungu Avenue, Gulf Mateo, Lubumbashi, DRC. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 085-926-8625 or 099-905-0302 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.